America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The first ever 12-team college football playoff rankings dropped last night, and I'll run through them for you. You got Oregon at 1, 2 Ohio State, 3 Georgia, 4 Miami, 5 Texas, 6 Penn State, 7 Tennessee, 8 Indiana, 9 BYU, 10 Notre Dame, 11 Alabama, and 12 Boise State, because you have to say Boise.
Boise.
And they will get very upset with you out there. Boise.
Dirt Cutter was one
so
of those.
I'll let you know.
We had our end of the game play was always the Boise hook and ladder. And every Thursday, or, you know, what is it? No, Friday, you would practice that play, right? In case that you can't throw a Hail Mary long enough, so you do the Boise. And every single week, Dirt Cutter would say, it's Boise. It's Boise. You don't say Boise, it's Boise. Every freaking
week. Let me tell you, he's
week.
A ray of sunshine in meetings. In production meetings, just a beaming bright light.
Yeah.
Hey,
one of my favorite.
I like Dirk
beings,
now.
Man. He's the reason I scored a touchdown. I don't know why he liked me, but he was like, "I got you, bro. I got you. Get out on that route.
Put your hands on this thing." He really loves production meetings.
You
let
know,
me tell you.
The craziest connection in the world is that Dave Archer's high school wide receiver and best friend was Dirk Cutter's wide receiver in college.
Mm.
And I think college roommate.
Good buddies.
Sure. Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So a shout out to Griffin. He's not listening because he lives in California. So.
Well, yeah. Do you agree with how this shakes out? Oregon's still undefeated. One of the undefeated teams in this list, but of course they're at 1.
It's weird little bit that I thought Georgia might be ahead of Ohio State. Not that it matters, but I thought they might be ahead. Because like ultimately, Tiff, if Oregon goes undefeated, Ohio State might not make it, or if they do, they'll be an at-large. Well, let me rephrase it. I think they'll be an at-large because Michigan, I think, is the next game. That Ohio State has Indiana, don't they? I think they play.
They will have Indiana. Yeah.
Yes, they will have them.
And so, but if Ohio State, you know, loses in the Big Ten championship game, I think that they're in the college football playoff based on the initial ranking. And if they don't, that's the only other game they lose.
Yeah, for sure.
But they're telling you that they value the SEC and the Big Ten a lot because the only team in the top 8, not one of those teams, is Miami. At what 4? And I think that's only because Miami's undefeated. So they're not. It's Oregon, Ohio State.
Well, you got BYU in there.
I said 8.
Oh. All right. I was looking at different rankings than you.
I'm looking at the college football playoff rankings.
Okay. All right. I'm in the wrong one, I guess.
So, you have Notre Dame at 10. Am I reading the right thing?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm looking at what Dylan pasted on the show.
I don't know why this one's different. But
you confused me now. Now yeah. I was scared. I was like, oh, crap.
I don't know why this one's different. I'm looking at something different than you. That's BYU a little higher.
So, they don't value the Big 12. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what you're
no, I agree
yeah.
with you.
No,
to your point, I think that when you look at the way the Big 12 is valued, and you look at what a team like Boise is, Boise's got a lot of stuff in front of them, right? You start looking at the non-power 4 teams, and you look at teams like Army and Boise, and Tiff, I know you saw Boise a couple of weeks ago. Their only loss is that early season game to Oregon. right? And now all of a sudden they look like they could be plugged into a higher seed than a lot of people imagine. And I'll be honest, and I know you love when I am.
I wish you would be.
I don't know that anybody wants to smoke from Boise in round one.
I don't think that.
It's not a good matchup.
No, it's not a good matchup.
No, thank you.
I mean, we had a pretty much a one-armed Ashton Jeanty because he fell awkwardly on his left arm in our game and was wrapped up like a mummy that particular arm was, and still was able to chip away and get some of the ground game going, which, by the way, UNLV did a really good job at the beginning of the game of keeping them from racking up the rushing yards because that's what they do. But over time, they wore them down, and he was still able to.
How impressive is he? Yeah. I don't want to get off track, but how impressive
is he? Yeah, I was wondering
the same thing. He's pretty impressive.
He's a Jesse.
Yeah, like, not to – he's – of shorter stature, as we all know, but I mean, dude is jacked, and the feet, like, he's just so quick and elusive, and it's the as we love this term now, contact balance. Luke Kuechly gave me that a few years ago, and now I feel like it's like everywhere, contact balance. But his ability to shed tackles is next level, and we saw him do quite a bit of that in our game.
Here's one for you. SMU at 13. You talk about we talked about the Big 12 not being respected maybe in this ranking. Feels like the ACC's not either, because, and I know, take a second and remember, and I'm talking to all of us, not you, Tiff, or Mike, but yes, SMU is an ACC team.
Well, I know.
And they just knocked off an undefeated Pittsburgh team.
Yeah.
And I was talking, because I know Wes, they kind of dropped the hammer on Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they did. It was a statement.
And so the ACC, as it stands now, they're going to get one. I mean, if Miami loses, I'm curious if they get in. I know that they're at four, so it seems like they like them enough to say, even if they have a loss, but then you can start playing a numbers game.
Yeah.
And how much do you respect the SEC and Big Ten over conferences like the Big 12 and the ACC?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I'll say this much, too. You got Bama at 11. I've been asked a lot about this over the last couple of days. They have a monumental matchup with LSU this weekend, not in terms so much of like the national landscape. It's not even a top 10 game, but I think what Jalen Milroe is, because Bama's schedule after this weekend reads this: you got Mercer, you got Oklahoma, and you got Auburn, right? And then you probably aren't going to play an SEC title game. So Jalen Milroe's legacy at Alabama probably hinges a lot on what he's able to do Saturday in this top 15 matchup against LSU. And if Bama wants to stay in that 11 seed, of course, they have to go out and win. I think LSU-Bama this weekend is an elimination game. And if LSU can pull it off, they jump right into where Alabama's at right now.
That's what I was actually just going to ask you, because I was looking around at some different articles. But I don't think that we're going to see a three-loss team be able to find their way into the playoffs.
I think you're right.
Seem that way.
And I think this is what the traditional college football fan has feared, is that these games won't matter because so many teams are getting in. But I think what is happening is because of the conferences doing the realignments, and I hate everything I'm about to tell you of why I think this is good, but I think conference realignments is keeping teams in it because of the depth of these schedules and the strength of these schedules, right? So Alabama-LSU matters this year, when in years when both had two losses, you'd say, well, it's just kind of that, it's kind of a recruiting game or a rivalry game, but now it actually matters for the national landscape.
Yeah.
Still, at 6-2 and 6-2.
I completely agree. And also, when you look back at like 14-16, 14 Texas A&M, 15 LSU, 16 Ole Miss, all three of those teams have games coming up, two of them this weekend, that they can play their way into the top 12 with.
Oh, if Ole Miss beats Georgia this weekend, right. It is on.
If LSU beats Bama, and then I don't know who Texas A&M has immediately, but they will play Texas before the end of the year, and that would vault them into that role.
They still only have one loss in the SEC.
Exactly.
And I want to go back to Boise State, because I was looking at the rest of their schedule. They've got Nevada, San Jose State, Wyoming, and then Oregon State. So it's, I'm not saying it's a winnable, you know, schedule.
Right.
But
it's a winnable schedule.
So strength of schedule. But then you talk about the strength of schedule with this. I think you were touching on it earlier, Bo. But that seems to have factored into a lot of this, too, even though Indiana, though, is still at eight, despite their schedule.
Yeah, well, and now you look at with them is game control. Indiana has dominated some teams, including Michigan State and Nebraska in recent weeks. But then you look at BYU and Boise and this matchup that could be in a Big 12 face-off.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other thing to look at here is, and Tiff, you might be able to help me with this, Army and Notre Dame play at some point. How far off are we from that? Do you know off the top of your head?
I'll just try to pull it up real fast.
That's going to be a game where you look at a Notre Dame team at 10, you look at what Army is, and that's a game that could absolutely shake some things up.
December 14th. And the that's what I have here on Navy.
Excuse me, Boise will be in at large.
Notre Dame and Army.
I'm sorry.
So that's a game that could definitely shake some things up as well. And I think that there's just and that's the nature of the
November
beast.
November 23rd.
Yeah, it's coming up right. So you're talking about a couple of weeks away. That's a game that is going to be monumental for those two programs in terms of trying to find their way into this whole mess. So a lot of things left to play out, and I just say this to kind of cap off my thoughts. I loved it, man. I loved last night with the 12-team playoff and all the conversations. I thought that this would lead to some of these games down the stretch not meaning as much. I'm like fully bought in, you know, bought into this LSU-Bama game. Feels like it means more than ever. Ole Miss and Georgia just, oh, man, like all across the landscape.
With the Iowa State loss, and I apologize. I put Boise in the Big 12 for some reason. They're an independent. Or not independent, but they're not being a group of five. Yeah. But BYU, Iowa State, and Colorado at the top of the Big 12. I mean, we could see. Shador Sanders is not out of the college football playoff yet.
Lord, no.
All right?
And their
Deion
team
is not out.
Bowl game eligible now, right?
They're 6-2, and they're 4-1 in the Big 12.
They're impressive, man.
And Iowa State's loss last weekend kind of opens the door.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.